Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get back to the Royals coming up in just a bit as they continue to pound away at the Chicago White Sox. But let's take a little bit of a detour and let's talk about the top story in the National Football League. George Pickens was on the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is no longer on the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has been traded to the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to head to Pittsburgh and then Dallas to get their perspective on the trade. Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by a friend of the show, Adam Crowley with 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Adam, how you doing today, my man?
Oh, what's up, Carrington? How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, man. Adam, I feel like we knew that this day was coming basically the entire offseason. If you think about the last handful of games with George Pickens, it just didn't seem realistic to me that he and Pittsburgh were going to be able to move forward.
It's funny you say that because I felt the same exact way until after the draft. And then I kind of figured, all right, they're not going to move this guy. There's no time to find a replacement. You're trying to figure it out with Aaron Rodgers. But you know what? None of that really matters, Carrington. It just doesn't. They're not winning the Super Bowl this year. They haven't won a playoff game in more than half a decade. So why not just cut bait with George Pickens, get what you can for him, which I think was a pretty nice return. And you were never going to pay him. So you get the resources and you can hopefully, in their mind and in my mind, because I'm tired of talking about the same crap all the time, get a quarterback next year that can help you contend for those things that you haven't contended for since the tail end of Ben Roethlisberger's career.
Adam, why do you think this took so long? Because I'm with you. They got a decent return, but it is something to get that return a couple of weeks ago when the draft actually happened to now have to wait until 2026 to be able to use that pick. Why do you think that Pittsburgh did this deal after the draft and not before?
Well, I don't want to give them too much credit, but the more I think about it, the more it makes sense to me that they would want the pick next year, the picks next year instead of this year. I mean, this team's got considerable holes, and they filled some of them in the draft, and I think they did a nice job of it. But you're not going anywhere unless you get a quarterback. This was a rotten quarterback draft. Shedeur Sanders was a guy I liked, but the league disagreed with me on that, and they had no interest in taking Shedeur Sanders. So instead of getting a draft pick this year, drafting a wide receiver that could conceivably be Pickens' replacement, now you've got three third-round picks next season.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've got multiple fourth-round picks, multiple fifth-round picks, multiple sixth-round picks, 12 picks in total, and you should be able to package a few of those and move up and get your quarterback in the future. So I think it was an intentional thing. Also, what I understand is that Jerry Jones wasn't offering anything but a fourth-round pick during the draft process, and he changed his mind as he gets desperate and probably swilling some whiskey on his yacht someplace, maybe get a little bit more out of him, and they did.
Right now, we're talking to Adam Crowley. We're getting the Pittsburgh perspective on the George Pickens trade that sent him to Dallas. If you were just looking at it on the computer screen, George Pickens has had a pretty strong start to his career. What went wrong in Pittsburgh, and what eventually led Pittsburgh to say, we can't do this anymore? Yes, you are a productive player, but it is in our best interest, it is in your best interest for you to move on.
Well, the Steelers do something very bad, and then they do something very good. And the very bad thing is they take wide receivers in the draft that might have checkered past or character concerns, however you'd want to characterize it. And the really good thing they do is they seem to know exactly when to move on from these guys. They moved off of Chase Claypool for a second-round pick. He fizzled out of the league. Same thing with Martavis Bryant. They took him for a fourth. He was a productive player. He fizzled out of the league. The list goes on. Deontay Johnson played for four different teams last year, kind of didn't play for a couple of those teams, actually. So they've moved off of those guys at exactly the right time. But this is a guy in George Pickens who had these concerns when they drafted him. It's why he wasn't a first-round draft pick. He was absolutely a first-round talent, and his talent is unquestionable. He's a very talented football player, but he's got some significant maturity issues. I'll be clear, I don't think George Pickens is a bad guy, not by a long shot. He doesn't get along with the media. I don't generally hold that against guys, but he hasn't been at times the best teammate because he's got a short fuse. He's had some social media problems. He showed up late to the Chiefs game, as you well know, on Christmas Day. That's my baby in the background. She's very emotional about the George Pickens deal. And the list goes on. I mean, he's fighting with guys through the back of the end zone at the end of the Browns game on the Hail Mary, which was the final play of the game, which obviously can't happen. He's blamed the referees after losses. After the snow game against the Browns, he said the Browns weren't the issue today. The weather was. The Browns aren't a very good football team. And I'm not even scratching the surface on what has been reported on George Pickens. And I'm guessing we're going to find out some stuff that went on behind the scenes that we didn't know about.
Oh, Adam, you and I both know that we're about to get some story from The Athletic or ESPN that's going to tell us about five things that went wrong with him in Pittsburgh.
That's right. And again, I think he's a good guy and a talented player. I think he's immature, but it was time to move on. And I'll tell you, I don't know what your Dallas guy is going to say. You look at the numbers, you look at the freak athleticism, you look at some of the combine numbers, and it makes all the sense in the world that Dallas would take a flyer on him. If they don't pay him, and I assume they won't, I think he's going to be a problem there, too, with Brian friggin' Schottenheimer. Good luck, dude.
I was just going to ask you that because there is the contract thing that kind of has a cloud over this. With what you know about George Pickens, is he a player that you would make a financial commitment to?
Absolutely not. And I hate wasted potential. Maybe I'm projecting there, but I hate it. I want anybody who's got talent to make good on their talent. And I wanted to shake the guy last year and say, dude, you are coming up on a contract year and you could be making $30 million a season. You just need to walk the straight and narrow until you can sign on the dotted line. But I think he runs so hot that even if he has the best intentions, there are going to be moments when it blows up. He's clearly not going to be the number one with CeeDee Lamb. And something else about Pickens, too, is he's gotten better with his route tree, but he's not a tremendous route runner. I know Dak throws some good back shoulder balls. He's not a high-volume target guy. And, in fact, last year, 44% of the passes thrown his way were completed, which is obviously a very low number, and that's frustrating to him. I just don't think this is a guy that you can win consistently with because he cares too much about himself. And so, no, if I were Dallas and they got guys to pay and they've got guys they have paid, I don't think I'd be paying them long term.
I got two more questions here, Adam, and I'll let you get back to your parenting time. The first question is, what is it about Tomlin? What is it about the Steelers that just like, they have a lot of strengths as an organization. This is just a weakness for them, whether it's Le'Veon Bell, whether it's Antonio Brown. I'm sure you have some other options, Deontay Johnson, George Pickens. Like, why is Pittsburgh attracted to this kind of player?
I think Mike Tomlin is a player's coach, and I think that can be a really good thing. And you'll have former players sing his praises, not just as a coach, but as a man. And I like that about Mike Tomlin. But I think when guys are talented, he will give them a little bit more rope and they will take advantage of the situation. And it has happened time and time again. And yes, they move on from guys at the right time. You'll hear it from the national media all the time. Mike Tomlin can handle it. No, he can't. You can only hold these guys down for so long and keep them in line for so long when you're drafting guys that even before they get to Pittsburgh, you know that they could be a problem. They have not done a good job of it. And I get it. Talent rules the day in the NFL. I think with this draft, they've started to turn to the, you know, cliche football lovers, blah, blah, blah. I think they should probably take a few years to try that and see how that works. Because if you're not seeing these guys through until the end of their rookie contracts, what's the point in taking them in the first place? And you look like fools because you keep doing it over and over and over again.
Adam, last thing here, week one, who's going to be the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Maybe me, Carrington. I think I would have as good a shot at winning games as Mason Rudolph. I think they think that it's still going to be Rodgers. I think they're comfortable, gag me, with Mason Rudolph. But if I had to put some money down on it, I would say Rodgers. Though I would guess from an on-the-field standpoint, he can't be all that thrilled with the number two wide receiver right now being Robert Woods, who they just paid $2 million. Maybe Roman Wilson, a third-round pick last year, who didn't play more than 9 snaps for the team last year. So I don't know that Rodgers will love this, but it's either come here or retire. I think he's going to come here.
That is Adam Crowley joining us on the show today with 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Adam, it sounds like you have a lot of bluey and number blocks in your future. So enjoy the rest of your day, my man.
Bluey is the goat. I appreciate it, buddy.